we're going to dig into some tips to help you get to retirement. Some are new, some are not so new. They've been around for a long time. But in both cases, the information is rock solid and could make a positive difference in your retirement. So stay tuned.
Hi, this is Coach Pete. And if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
We open the show with tips, good tips for your retirement. And as Marty just said, some new, not so new. In fact, we'll open with some that are not so new on this week's episode of Financial Safari. Marty Neville is president of Smart Money Solutions and the author of the Amazon bestseller, Retirement Smart America. We talk retirement here. And so, Marty, opening up the tips, let's start with something that's rather new, and that is some changes in retirement planning thanks to Secure Act and Secure Act 2.0. We saw with Secure Act 2.0 when you did the initial review on that on this show, a lot of Roth was in it.
Yes, yes. So they've if your company offers a Roth side of the 401k plans or defined contribution plan, whichever they however they call it, could be called a 457. It could be deferred comp. It could be a TSP. It could be a million different things. But if they offer Roth accounts, they could also function. Certain structures can function as an emergency savings account. So you can take you can deposit up to $2,500 into that emergency savings account, and you can make 4 tax-free withdrawals per year from that account.
Okay.
And employers also match the contribution. So if your company offers it, I mean, that's something you have to really check with your HR department. It's very, very new. So they might not be offering it yet, but it might be something that you want to have them check into to see if they can offer it, because that could be, you know, if there's an emergency, family emergency, or you need to make a tax-free withdrawal, it's something that you can really, be beneficial to you.
Yeah, well, exactly. There certainly were a lot of Roth new strategies introduced in that. Now, here's another one, too, with your retirement savings and your student loan payments. What did Secure Act 2.0 bring about with that?
Well, you can receive matching contributions from your employer into your retirement plan for the student loan payments that you're making on student loans. So, this helps reduce your education debt while maintaining retirement savings. So that's really another one of those that I love. That was one of the changes that they made in Secure Act 2.0 was, you make student loan payments, you can get matching contributions from your employer into your retirement account. So it's a win-win for you if you're doing such. Make sure that you talk to your HR department or you talk to your employer. And if you're making those student loan payments, see if they're going to be matching those into your retirement plan.
Looking at some strategies that you can or at least should look at taking advantage of, with the Roth 401k and required minimum distributions, finally they took away that mandate.
Yes, there ain't none. There aren't any required minimum distributions in a Roth 401k plan if you reach 73. So it's basically set up where you can choose to withdraw it when you want to. There's no required distribution amount. So if you're turning 73 and you have a Roth 401k, no required distributions anymore. So congratulations. You can leave the Roth where it is or move it into something else and maintain it as a Roth as well. But there's no required distributions anymore from a Roth 401k. There never was a required distribution from a Roth IRA, but a Roth 401k, for some reason, there was a required distribution, but they've eliminated that now. So you don't have to worry about taking distributions from your 401 Roth.
Yeah, it never made any sense, really. Here's another one that was added with this. A new age range for extra catch-up contributions.
Yeah, that's something new. So you can catch up the contribution. If your contribution is greater than $10,000 or 150% of the standard catch-up limit, That starts in 2025. So this, this change doesn't start till next year. If you're 60 to 63, you can make special catch-up contributions. And the contribution is greater than 10,000 or 150% of the standard catch-up. For currently, the catch-up is 7,500. This limit will, subsequently adjust annually for inflation also. So if you're in that age range, starting next year, you can add more on your catch-up. So that's again, another nice change that was made in the Secure Act 2.0 that I really think is a good thing for all of us.
Yeah, it really can be to take advantage of. We're going to shift gears to some tried and true tips coming up with Marty. But first, to reach out to Marty and to get in front of Marty about you, 888-519-9096, 888-519-9096. Now moving on to some tips that have been around for a while. Marty's talked to many people about this. The potential of delaying Social Security, the benefits that could come from that.
Well, we're all eligible for Social Security at 62. I'm 67, so I could be taking my Social Security. I'm past my full retirement age, mm-hmm. so I could take my Social Security and my income would have no effect on that. I don't need the money. I don't want to increase my tax liability because don't forget Social Security, 85% of the benefits are taxable as ordinary income. So there's no really point to me taking it, especially if you're working. If you're working, there's no point to taking your Social Security, especially if it's before your full retirement age. But at the same time, you might want to benefit. I have a lot of clients say, I'm going to take my Social Security and bank it. And that's a great idea. But don't take your Social Security before your full retirement age. It's not suitable if you're going to be, it's worth looking into, and we have a discussion about that. Are you taking your Social Security, do you have your Social Security statement with you? Because that's the initial consultation, I ask everybody to bring a current copy of their Social Security statement, which you can generate at ssa.gov, and bring it with you so we can take a look at, okay, how much is your benefit at this age? How much is it at this age? And what's your game plan as far as retirement is concerned? And when do you want to start taking your Social Security? And I could put together a Social Security maximization report also. But I usually recommend waiting on your Social Security. Now, there's always mitigating factors. There's health, there's genetics, there's other factors that go into mm-hmm. when to take your Social Security, how to take your Social Security. But I usually recommend waiting. Until you're at least your full retirement age, especially if you're working. If you're not working and you don't plan on going back to work, again, it's worth having a discussion about and making sure that you're doing the right thing for yourself.
In that initial review that you schedule with Marty, he will talk to you about what could be the best claiming decisions for you. Here's another one. Having an understanding of sequence of returns risk. What is sequence of returns risk?
Well, sequence of returns, there's a lot of different ways. It depends who you talk to. You mm-hmm. can get 10 different answers. Just like going to the doctor, you go to 10 doctors, you get 10 different answers. You can get different answers. But retiring, during a bear market can deplete your retirement funds sooner than expected. So there's so many different things that go into a sequence of returns, and that has a factor to it, avoiding retiring during market slumps, manage risk with a conservative investment strategy, diversify your portfolio to mitigate the impact. So there's a lot of different ways. My strategy is usually more conservative. My strategy usually entails safe money strategies where you're guaranteed growth. They're not designed to make you rich. They're designed to protect your money and make sure that you don't have any downturn or backwards motion in your portfolio. I'm not saying you should put all your money. None of my clients put all their money with me, but they put a vast majority, especially their retirement money. That money you want to protect. You're going to live on that. So there's a good way to avoid sequence of returns risk by taking your money out of the market and putting it into a safe money strategy that's going to protect you, guarantee growth. Right now, one of my better products, guarantees 6.5% compounded interest. While and it protects you from the downside. So if the market goes backwards, the market goes down, you don't lose anything, and you're always making money. So that's one strategy. But you know, sequence of returns. If you're going to stay in the market, there's a lot of ways to mitigate it. And again, something worth having a discussion about.
Well, Marty, we'll talk to you about these strategies and opportunities and more, accounting for inflation, planning for healthcare costs, even possibly where you plan to retire geographically. All of that will come up. And here's that first opportunity on this week's show to schedule, call in, get on Marty's schedule for a comprehensive review at no cost, no obligation.
It's interesting that you mentioned that, Dave, because I have a lot of clients that are looking to move to warmer climates.
Yeah.
You know, Texas, Florida, South Carolina, Arizona. So that might be, you know, an option. So it depends. A lot of people don't want to move because they have kids or grandkids and they want to stay near them. And I understand that. But in any event, let's put together a plan for you. Give me a call. My number is 888-519-9096. You call that number, you'll hear my voice on the recording. Just leave me a short message. And after the show today, I will be calling you back and setting up a time to get together to discuss your specific situation and put together a comprehensive, detailed, custom-tailored plan just for you. 888-519-9096 is the number to call. I am a couple weeks out usually, so keep that in mind, but we do have cancellations and openings from time to time. So I will definitely plug you in where we can and make sure that we start the process to help you get to retirement smoothly and have a great transition. 888-519-9096.
We want to get there smoothly, and we want to have that transition to be efficient and then get excited about our retirement. What could your plan be? What will it look like? What could it look like? That's what you find out, and a lot will be discussed with Marty when you sit down with him. 888-519-9096. Now, just leave your information. Marty himself will call you back when we're off the air today. 888-519-9096. A comprehensive review, no cost, no obligation. Going to be all about you. 888-519-9096. It is Financial Safari with Marty Neville, and there's much more to come. Just getting started here. Marty, what are we into next?
Actually, you know, there's many older couples, and I see this all the time when I sit down with people. One spouse typically manages the family household finances, and the other isn't even involved. If the spouse in charge of finances passes away or becomes unable to manage them, there's going to be a problem. The surviving spouse often finds themselves in a financial situation. It's kind of a disarray. So we're going to talk about in the next segment, we're going to talk about ways to avoid this scenario.
From time to time, we talk about something that's very important in the world of retirement, and that is spousal strategies and the way spouses handle their retirement. Marty works with many, many couples, many single people as well. Anyone who is nearing retirement, hey, it'd be a good idea to see someone like Marty who focuses on retirement planning. We're back with Financial Safari. We're going to talk about, and Marty's going to stress the importance of couples openly sharing financial responsibilities and information. So here's a good opening question you can ask yourself as a couple. Do we talk enough about money? And some may say no, because every time we do, we argue. But yeah, it's still important to do that.
Well, I had a situation a few years ago where the husband was handling all the finances and taking care of paying the bills and writing the checks and whatever needed to be done, paying the taxes. And the spouse, the wife, didn't know anything what was going on. Mm-hmm. And the husband passed away. She didn't even know where the checkbook was. She didn't know where anything was. She didn't know what was owed, how the bills were paid, if it was done by direct debit to the checking account for the utilities or the taxes or anything. And it took about a year to straighten it all out and figure it all out. But we did get it straightened out. But it's, I can't stress enough, that you should both be involved in the process, because if something happens to the spouse that's handling the finances, you could find yourself in a situation where you don't know where everything is, and you're going to be in a situation where it's going to be disruptive, and mm-hmm. you're not going to understand. And in that particular situation, the husband had certain loans out there that the wife didn't know anything about, and next thing you know, she's all of a sudden having to pay these loans back that she didn't know anything about that were outstanding. And there's always a situation, right? But it's always important to make sure that you know where the money's coming from as far as the income is concerned, and what the bills are, and where to pay those bills and how to pay those bills. I mean, nowadays, it's, you know, most things are you could put them on autopilot and you don't have to worry about, you know, writing a check. You could have everything direct debited to your checking account or savings account. So it's really important to both be involved in the process, especially as we all get older, to make sure that you know where everything is and how it's going to work and what to do in the event that somebody gets ill.
And I know you've heard this, or you probably hear it with possibly every couple you deal with, is that they're not on the same page as far as risk tolerance.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, you know, the husband, you know, might be a little more risk averse, you know, and want to, you know, take some chances. And the wife might not want to do that. She might want to be a little more conservative. So it's good to be on the same page, or close to being on the same page, to mitigate those arguments or problem areas, and making sure that, you know, the investments, they both know where the investments are. They both know what they do and how they function. So it's really important. You don't want to have a pressure situation over your finances. You should both pretty much be on the same page, have a discussion about your finances, especially in retirement. It's always good to know what your partner's preferences are and what each other is thinking about that. You know, if you've been married for a long time, like most of my clients, my couples that have been married for a long time, they pretty much know each other pretty darn well. So, it's important, especially, you know, but sometimes finances goes by the wayside because, you know, they just, you know, well, somebody's taking care of it. It doesn't need to be dealt with, you know? So it's always important to make sure that you have that discussion, have that conversation, and you know where the investments are. So when the time comes that one of the spouses gets ill, you could just pick things up without any risk, without any issues. It's just boom, everything goes along smoothly because you both have had that discussion and know where everything is and how it's situated.
Yeah, very important. All of these strategies and scenarios with spousal strategies are important that Marty will cover in this segment, as he will with you. 888-519-9096, 888-519-9096. All right, here's one. What is the backup plan if you want to call the one who's more savvy financially, the financial steward, if they die first or if they develop dementia, for instance?
Well, that could be tricky. I mean, my mother was the one in our family that paid all the bills and took care of the finances. Mm-hmm. And she developed dementia. And my father, you know, left everything up to my mother. She handled everything. She paid the bills. She handled all the finances. Well, when she got dementia, you know, my dad called me, because obviously I'm in the financial world, and I set up their financial plan.
Yeah.
And I took over their finances because my dad didn't know what to do, and he had had a stroke, and there were other health issues there. So yeah, you gotta have, you know, a plan in place. So if and when somebody gets sick, whoever's handling those finances does get sick, you have a plan in place to know that you could step right in and boom, the things keep going without a hitch. And that's the really important part, to know, to have that discussion, to have the things in line, so you can just, you know, okay, you know, he or she is sick. I could pick up where he left off, and things are going to go without any hitch, without any problem. So that's the backup plan. The backup plan would be for both of you. And if one of you dies, you know, you still need a backup plan, because what if you get sick? What if the one who the surviving spouse gets sick, you need a backup plan. So children come into play, cousins, nephews, nieces. You got to have a backup plan there also. If you don't have children, you got to really make sure that there's somebody there that could pay the bills, make sure the taxes get paid and the lights stay on. So things, you know, don't go terrible, and because it could go bad really fast, and I've seen it happen. But you want to make sure that you have a plan in place for both of you going forward.
Yeah, have that plan in place. And this is something we all, many of us, I should say, discovered when we did our taxes, that we could have kept better financial records. Are you keeping good financial records? And especially back to if one spouse passes away.
Right. Well, knowing where the accounts are, knowing where your checking account is, savings account, CDs, money markets, mutual funds, stocks and bonds, all the different accounts that you have, making sure you know where everything is and it's well organized. You know, I mean, that's usually the biggest problem I see is a lot of people aren't as organized as they should be or want to be. And they even tell me that, you know, I'm not as organized as, you know, as you think I am, but it's good. You know, both spouses have to know where everything is located, keeping financial records, keeping the bank statements, the monthly or quarterly statements that you receive from various accounts, the annual reports, keeping all that in one place that you can access it quickly and when needed, if needed. Knowing where everything is, both of you, both spouses, knowing where everything is. And if you're single, you know, have a plan in place. Like I mentioned a few minutes ago, have a plan in place. So whoever you're going to have help you in the future, if you become ill, they know where everything is located and what to do in the event that you can't handle it. So it's really important to make sure that you've got a plan in place, a contingency plan for everything.
And now let's move to debt. Not letting that get out of hand. Keeping that conversation going on, especially credit card debt.
Well, yeah, credit card debt. Hopefully you can get rid of that credit card debt. You know, because it's usually, you know, especially with interest rates being higher now, the credit card companies are charging more in interest on any outstanding balance you may have. So it's really important to get rid of that debt. There's good debt and bad debt. Credit card debt's bad debt. You know, having a car payment, an auto loan is not necessarily bad debt, depending on the interest rate. So if it's a zero interest or 1%, which several people I've talked to recently, they got a 1% loan, that's worth it because you're basically using the bank's money. Mm-hmm. So, it's, you know, but credit card debt, oh, man, that's something you definitely want to get rid of. And, you know, if the spouse that's handling the finances gets ill, becomes sick or dies, you want to make sure that credit card debt is out of the way, because now you're going to lose, you know, some of your income is going to be affected by the death of your spouse. So it's really important to make sure that, you know, keep that debt to a minimum. Again, some debt is good debt. Other debt is bad debt. Credit card debt is bad debt. Having a small mortgage is not bad debt. It's good debt. For several reasons, but keeping debt to a minimum is really important. You know, don't be buying, you know, boats and airplanes and, you know, Maseratis. You know, keep it within reason, folks.
Even though my Maserati does 185,
right? Yeah, was that? That's the name of that song.
Gosh,
excuse me.
Life's been good to me so far.
Right, right. Yep.
Let's make life good for you. Get a retirement plan. Yeah. We'll open the phones again to make it available, the opportunity to call in and get on Marty's schedule. No cost, no obligation for
absolutely,
a comprehensive review.
Absolutely, Dave. You're exactly right. I'm not a fee-based advisor. I'm not going to have you bring your checkbook to the meeting. I don't charge a fee. I get paid by the companies I work with. So call me now, 888-519-9096, and we will put together a comprehensive plan. We'll have a discussion about, okay, who handles the finances and what's the plan if you get sick or die, pal. So let's have a talk about that and make sure that things go smoothly and the way you want them to. 888-519-9096. Again, the first thing I do is, it's all informational, the first meeting. Get information, put together a comprehensive retirement plan, a guaranteed lifetime income plan, and then we meet again and go through that plan and make sure it's going to work to your benefit. 888-519-9096. After the show, I will be calling everybody. My staff prints off a list of whoever called into the show, and I call you back to set up times to get together and put that plan together for you. 888-519-9096.
Talking about income and your retirement, Marty talked about Social Security. Social Security maximization is also part of this. Proactive tax strategies, looking at that, taking advantage of new, or if it works for best for you, tried and true strategies for your retirement and opportunities. All of that will come up in this comprehensive review and more. 888-519-9096, 888-519-9096. Financial Safari with Marty Neville. Marty, a break we'll take, but more to come. What's next?
Well, you know, you've been saving for retirement, but do you really know what's going on behind the scenes with your money? Are financial termites, as we call them, eating away at your hard-earned savings? When we come back, we're going to outline several strategies that could help stretch those retirement dollars. Stay tuned.
Well, Marty's going to pull back the curtain here. As he said earlier, what's behind the scenes with your money? You know, we talk about everything that Marty will discuss with you in that comprehensive review you can schedule at Smart Money Solutions. One of those things will be pointing out fees you may not even be aware of. We're going to touch on that in this segment of Financial Safari with Marty Neville. His firm is Smart Money Solutions. The website, smartmoneysolutionsmn.com. Saving for retirement is a big job, and now we're living longer. We have to get even more strategic. What's going on? What's behind it? What are fees that you may not even be aware of? Let's start with fees, at least. Let's run down some. And Marty, if you could just define these for us. Expense ratios.
Well, that's an average dollar value divided by the annual charge applied to all funds. So that's mutual funds, index funds, exchange-traded funds. So expense ratio, basically, in my opinion, they make it up. So it's just the way they calculate it. You know, it's the average dollar value divided by the annual charge applied to those funds. And,
wow.
and so what does that mean? It means that, you know, they're taking the value of the account. And they're dividing it by what they're charging you. So basically what it comes down to is a 2% fee.
Wow.
That's usually what it means.
That adds up over time.
Well, you know, after 10 years, you've been given 20% fees. So think about it. You know, it's 2% a year. 10 years is 20%. 20 years is a 40%. So, yes, it's a lot. It's high. I'm not big on fees. I like to, cause I, you know how many times I sit down with somebody, oh, they're not charging me anything. I said, yeah, because they don't show you what they're charging you, but you don't think these people are doing this for free, do you?
Right.
Because it's not on the statement and it's not on the annual report either. You get an annual report in January that shows the transaction history as well as the, performance. And there's no fees on there. They're not telling you what they're charging you. And that's by design, folks. You know, I'm not saying they're trying to hide it or they're being, you know, deceptive, but that's by design. They, you know, if you saw what you were being charged, you'd think twice in a lot of cases. So, something to think about, and have a discussion about to make sure that you understand what you're being charged on an annual basis.
See, you just gave us a good question to ask, and when you're meeting with someone. To meet with Marty, you don't have to ask it. What are my expense ratios? Here's another one. Mutual fund transaction fees. What are we talking about?
Well, there's front-end loads. There's back-end loads. There's, you know, fund sales charges and commissions. So there's different funds have different fee structures. But yes, most of the time it's either a front-end load or a back-end load. But you're going to find, you know, you buy it, there's a sales charge and a commission that you're paying to the broker that sold it to you. And so those fees can be substantial, and, you know, just like a market value adjustment fee. So they're built into it and they could be substantial. So you have to be real careful and understand that. You got to read the prospectus, folks. You got to know what you're getting yourself into if you're going to buy these various funds within your brokerage account. So it's really important to know and understand. And that's why, you know, when I sit down with people and they say, well, you know, they're not charging me anything or it's very little, you know, they're charging me a quarter of a point. I doubt it.
Right.
You know, that's
doubt it too.
They may have told you that, but that's not the case. And, you know, it's very difficult in a lot of cases to find out what they are charging you or because you can't see it. It's hidden within the account.
My favorite fees are convenience fees and dock fees, things like that.
You know, one of the new fees out there now is that, you know, if you charge something by credit card, they charge you that 3% fee that used to be not allowed. And they've recently changed that in a lot of places to make sure, you know, so they can recoup because these credit card companies are charging the retailer a 3% fee for using the credit card. You know, that's how they make their money. So in a lot of cases, if you use a credit card, they're going to charge you that 3% so they can recoup it because, you know, that's part of their profit margin.
Yeah. I mean, but yeah, we need, again, be aware of things. All right. Here's another one. Management fees. What are management fees?
Well, you know, for managing your account, they're going to charge you, a fee. It's probably 1 to 1.25% on top of the other fees. So it's interesting. You know, I've had people that have bought variable annuities and they didn't realize what they were getting. And then all of a sudden they see the fees that they're being charged. You know, there's a management fee. There's an account management fee. There's a subaccount management fee. And there's all these different fees. So the management fee is basically the company charging you a fee to maintain your account being open and the status of it being open and managing it for you. That's got nothing to do with transaction fees. If they buy and sell funds or stocks and bonds, there's a fee for that too. So those are separate fees, but the management fee alone. And in most cases that I've seen, they're usually $45, $50, maybe $75 to $100 a year for them, but sometimes they're monthly fees, and it's just you have to be really careful and understand: is it a monthly fee? Is it a quarterly fee? Is it an annual fee? How much is that fee, and how much are they going to charge you? Because those fees are definitely going to eat away at your nest egg and your portfolio. And when you want that money, it's not going to be there for you because a lot of it's being chewed up in those fees. So you got to be it's really important to be careful and make sure that you understand and know what the fees are and try and keep them to a minimum.
Yeah, and Marty will point that out when you come meet with him, among many other things you'll go over with Marty about you. 888-519-9096, 888-519-9096 to schedule with Marty. Well, let's shift gears now and move into just a good way to look at your retirement and go through your retirement. Marty, you don't just build a plan and say have a nice life. The people you work with, you realize, just like you talked about some new strategies available now, I mean, reviews are necessary.
Oh, absolutely. I see or talk to my clients at least once a year. And if I do their taxes, which tax season just ended, if I do their taxes, I talk to them obviously more than that, or meet with them at least, because to go through their tax situation. And I do a lot of my clients' taxes, and I only do taxes for clients, folks. So please don't call and ask if I could do your taxes. I know you're probably late at this point. Tax season, you know, April 15th is 2 weeks ago. So, but no, if you're not a client, I won't do your taxes. I only do them for clients as a service to them. But it's important to know, having a plan in place. And that's the first thing I'm going to do. I've talked about this a million times on this show. The first thing we do is just meet. It's informational. We get to know each other a little bit. I gather a bunch of information. I go back to the office and we create a plan that's custom tailored, that's designed just for you. And it's a long-term plan. It goes to age 100. So it's not just some short-term retirement plan that, 10 or 15 year plan. This is a long-term plan so you can know and understand what to expect next year and the year after, the next decade going forward. It's really important. And so, you know, having that plan in place is really important, folks. If you don't have a plan, and I'm not trying to sound condescending because we're all adults here, but if you don't have a plan, you should have a plan and you need a plan. Give me a call so I can put that plan together at no cost or obligation. That's the beauty part about it, is I'm not going to send you a bill and charge you a fee, as we just got done talking about fees. I'm not going to charge a fee for me putting together a plan for you. That's not how this works. I get paid by the companies I work with. Mm-hmm. So call me now and we could set up a time to put together a plan for you that's comprehensive. And so you can estimate exactly what you're going to anticipate and have a great, super great transition into retirement and have that income that you want and need.
So when people call in on you, you call them back after the show, and then they'll meet with you at first. And then if you go forward with the second meeting, is that where you will generate that report for them?
Absolutely. The second meeting, I'll have the report. I'll make suggestions and recommendations. Yes, you should have a living trust. Yes, you should invest your money here. Yes, you should, have your tax strategy, more in line with what you can anticipate. So I'm going to make suggestions and recommendations, but I'm also going to have the report with me that I'm going to give to you. It's not something that if you don't decide not to work with me, I don't work with everybody. I work with most people that I meet with. We end up having a good rapport, but I don't work with everybody. And I'm not going to snatch the report out of your hands and say, well, you're not working with me. I'm going to take my ball and bat and go home. So I don't work that way. I'm happy to do the report for you. I would hope that you'd want to work with me and put together the financial plan and the estate plan. But if not, we could still part as friends.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is how it works. Again, you call in, leave your information. If you're interested in coming in with a no cost, no obligation, comprehensive review, and Marty will, at the end of the show, he'll call you back. So maybe a number you don't recognize, it's likely Marty calling you back to get you on the calendar. 888-519-9096, 888-519-9096. Hey, one more thing. We've got only about a minute here, but we can't get out of here without talking about building in that guaranteed income stream.
Absolutely. You've got to have it. It's kind of like what I do is kind of like what Social Security does. You can count on Social Security being there. I mean, a lot of people are nervous about Social Security. They don't think it's going to be around when they're going to want it or need it. I disagree. I think Social Security is just like anything in politics. When it becomes a crisis, they'll deal with it. And they've been doing certain little things here and there now. They've been, talking about different things. And it's going to change. There's no question about it. They're going to probably increase the retirement age, et cetera, and so forth. But having that guaranteed income stream is important, is crucial. If you don't have a pension, and that's what a pension is. If you have a pension, congratulations. A lot of my government employees, federal employees, teachers, firemen, police officers, they have a pension, and good for them. So they can count on that guaranteed lifetime income stream. Same thing with Social Security. It's a guaranteed lifetime income stream. Me, I'm setting it up for you with your 401k and your IRA, so you have that guaranteed lifetime income stream from that, and your taxes are paid, and the money's going to be there, and it's direct deposit right into the account of your choice. So it's crucial to have a guaranteed lifetime income stream, and that's what I do for a living, is I create those for my clients. So call me now. My number is 888-519-9096. You call that number, you'll hear my friendly voice on the recording. Just leave me a short message, and after the show's over, my staff prints off a list of everybody who called in, and they hand me that list and say, get to it. So call me now, 888-519-9096, and I'll be happy to set up a time to meet with you, 888-519-9096.
And Marty, what is coming up next?
After the break, just like we do every week, we get questions from listeners. And after the break, we're going to answer as many as we possibly have time for.
Q&A with Marty Neville of Smart Money Solutions here to close out Financial Safari. This is such a great segment because, we hear from you. You have the opportunity to be a part of this show and getting a question, Marty, to be answered on this show. You can do that at the website, smartmoneysolutionsmn.com. The MN, of course, for Marty Neville, smartmoneysolutionsmn.com. Let's open with Saul. Is there a good rule of thumb for how much of my IRA should be invested in safe investments at age 60, or is it just a matter of personal preference?
Good question, Saul. In my opinion, at age 60, you're getting probably closer to retirement. I don't know what your time frame is as far as when you're going to pull that trigger. But yes, you should think about taking your retirement, your IRA, your 401k, and roll it over into a safe money strategy, a nice fixed indexed annuity that's going to guarantee some growth, that's going to protect your money from market fluctuations, and that's going to provide you with a guaranteed lifetime income stream. So yes, Saul, at 60 is a good time. Even before 60, maybe it might be a good time, but 60 is a good age to consider that. Again, you're getting closer to retirement. And you want to start thinking about being a little more conservative and protecting that money. We've been in a steady, volatile period here for the past 3 years because of, political issues that are happening in this country. And with this contentious election season that we're seeing and all the different things that are happening with this, one of the candidates they're trying to arrest, it's amazing to me. But again, not to be as political, but I disagree with the tactics. I think it's not good for the country, and I think it's creating a lot of uncertainty and volatility. So yes, Saul, you should definitely consider, and people out there, the listeners out there, yes, you should definitely consider at a certain point is take your money and put it somewhere that you can count on it being there. You don't have to worry about going backwards. Every 10 years you got to think, okay, every 10 years I'm going to lose 30 or 40% of my money. And then I got to wait 5 or 10 years for it to recover before I see it back to where it was to start making money again. So start thinking about safe money strategies, and fixed indexed annuity products are fantastic products. They provide so many different things. These are not your grandmother's annuity products, folks. Mm-hmm. These have evolved tremendously, and they provide a lot of great features. And I'll be happy to explain those to you when we meet. So call me and we'll set up a time to meet and have a discussion about putting your money in a safe money strategy to protect it and make sure you've got good growth and you can count on it being there later on.
Because if you look at the rule of 100, that's the easiest math in the world. I mean, not to say that it's, rock solid rule, but at 60% by the rule of 100. But of course, everyone's different too, right?
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, I use that rule, So if you're 60, Saul, 60% of your money should be in safe money strategies already. Mm-hmm. Because you're going to be at the point soon where you're going to retire, and you're going to need to count on that money being there to generate the income stream that you're going to want and need. And it's important to do that and put yourself in that position. So yes, using the rule of 100, Dave, is an excellent strategy. So if you're 70, 70% of your money should be in a safe money strategy. Safe, you can count on it. It's guaranteed. It's insured. It's protected. You don't have to worry about it.
So if you're 100, then just put it under the mattress.
Yeah, that's right. If you're that old, I talked to a woman. Her mother's 94, and there's really no products out there for somebody that age for as far as an annuity or even a life insurance program at those upper ages. But if you're in your 60s, 70s, even 80s, I have products that we can use.
But also, too, let's say you're 100 and you met with someone like Marty and you may have set them up with a fixed indexed annuity or something like that. You don't need to worry about it because everything's still in place for you, right?
It's all done. Yeah, it's good to go. You don't have to concern yourself with is it going to be there for me? It's already safe. It's already secure. So that's those issues, that worry has been retired.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That worried, and along with you, retired.
Yeah.
Here's Randy. I'm the guy who never opens his investment account statements because I'm scared to look and because I don't really know what I'm looking at anyway. How do you help a guy like me?
Randy, I think I've met with you like 100 times.
Right.
Because
a lot of people are, I'm sure. I get
it. I meet with a lot of people. They're concerned. They're nervous. They're anxious. And they don't open their bank statements. They don't open their brokerage account statements. Yeah, how do I help a guy like you? You set up a time and I meet with you and we put you into something that's safe, that's secure, just like we were talking about for Saul. Put you into something that you'll be happy to open the statements because you're going to see guaranteed growth on a minimum basis. So, yes, I'm happy to meet with a gentleman like you, Randy. We'll put together a plan for you, and I'll make suggestions and recommendations so you don't have to be worried. And you're like a lot of people. There's a lot of people that are worried. Look at the volatility we've been experiencing lately.
Right.
And it's going to get worse, folks, as the election season continues and as we get closer to Election Day. It's going to get worse. There's going to be a lot more volatility, a lot more uncertainty, a lot more anxiety. There's, you know, crazy things going on around the world. There's a lot of unrest in the Middle East. China's threatening to invade Taiwan. I mean, there's all kinds of wars going on and things happening in the world that create and cause a lot of uncertainty and anxiety and volatility. So, yeah, Randy, give me a call and we'll straighten you out in no time flat.
Now bring those statements in. 888-519-9096. 888-519-9096. Here's Rose Marie. I just found out that my ex-husband is claiming half of my Social Security. Now, I know this doesn't directly affect me, per se, but can Social Security stay afloat with a policy like this?
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. The way Social Security, that's a spousal benefit. If you were married for more than 10 years, you're entitled to half. You can take a spousal benefit of half of your spouse's Social Security until it's time to claim your own. So it's important to know I was married for 30 years. I'm divorced. I'm single right now. My ex-wife can take half of my Social Security benefit until she takes her own benefit. So it's really something, it's really important to know that benefit. Yes. And, you know, it's been around forever. So the spousal benefit has been around forever. But I wouldn't worry about Social Security staying afloat. I mean, like I said earlier in the show, there's a lot of people that are concerned about Social Security not being there. It'll be there. The politicians haven't acted on it because it's not a crisis yet. You know how they are. They act. Yeah. You know, when it's a crisis, that's they'll make the effort to solve the problem some way, some shape, some form. But they are going to make some measures. They're probably going to raise the retirement age. They're probably going to make it a little more needs based. But this is a benefit we've all paid into. It's a benefit we're entitled to. It's not a welfare. It's not welfare. This is an entitlement that you're entitled to. That's for your advantage and for your benefit. So you're going to get your Social Security, and if you want to claim half of your ex-husband's, yes, and it does not affect yours. So you can claim your ex-husband's. You can just like my ex-wife can claim half of my benefit. It's allowed, and it's called the spousal benefit. You're entitled to it.
Here's Edward. I turned 70 this year, and I, of course, plan to collect Social Security. As I'm still working, I'm self-employed, will my income impact the calculation of my benefits?
No, it'll actually help because you're still working, you're still contributing, and those contributions will be available after you do retire. So when you're collecting Social Security at 70, you're still working, good for you, staying busy, staying active, I like to hear that, but it won't affect your benefit. You're not going to, if you were taking it earlier, before your full retirement age, then it would affect your Social Security benefits would be affected because of your income. But because you're after your full retirement age, you can make as much money as you want. Your Social Security benefit is not going to be affected. And if you keep working, again, the amount that you're paying into Social Security will be available to you after you retire, because they're not adding that to your benefit, because now you're collecting your benefit. So you can make a claim for those additional dollars that you paid into the system that they're not going to add to your Social Security, and you can get a lump sum. So there's an application that you can submit to the administration, Social Security Administration, to recover the additional amounts that you've been paying. So the main answer to your question is no. Your Social Security benefit will not be affected by the fact that you're continuing to work after 70.
Very good. Good questions. Thank you so much. And again, to get your question to Marty, smartmoneysolutionsmn.com, his firm's website. Now you can call it and come sit down with Marty. Get your questions answered in more detail with a comprehensive review. No cost, no obligation.
Absolutely, Dave. Bring your questions along with bringing your statement so I could put together that guaranteed lifetime income plan that's custom tailored. It's customized just for you, and it goes to age 100. So it's a long-term plan. 888-519-9096 is my number to call. And you leave a short message when you hear my voice on the recording. And after the show's over in a few minutes, my staff is starting to print as we speak. They're starting to print a list of who called into the show this morning. And I will be calling you all back to set up a time to meet and answer your questions and concerns and address everything. So call me now, 888-519-9096. Everybody I meet with at the office gets a copy of my book, Retirement Smart America.
And you're going to come in and get a look at what your financial roadmap could be, that retirement roadmap, the strategies that could be best for you, certainly that Marty feels would be in your best interest. A comprehensive review, much will be discovered. And yes, part of that, as we talked about earlier, Marty could be in this disclosing some fees you may not even be aware of that you're currently paying. 888-519-9096, 888-519-9096. 9096. Again, 888-519-9096. Excellent chance to get a true practical financial review at no cost, no obligation. 888-519-9096. And it'll be Marty calling you back shortly because we're going to close out the show for this week. Marty's been doing this show for years. He's back next week. Hope you are with us for Marty Neville and Financial Safari.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.